Okay, so in this video, things will start to come together a little bit more. We're going to work mainly on the navigation between the main page and the view edit page. So on this main page demo, we have the list. You click one of the hyperlink buttons that we haven't really done anything with yet, and it's going to open up the view edit page in view mode with and load in the text file. Now, the way that we're going to do that is through the hyperlink button. We're gonna have to set in code. We've done this once already, where we click on it. We're gonna have to handle the click event, and then so inside here, we're gonna then construct the URI and call the navigation service to then send the in the query string the name of the file. Now the problem is right now we don't have the name of the file, so that's one of the order of business. We're going to have to we've bound in the content, we've bound in the date created. I'm sorry, we've bound in the location and the date created, but where are we going to get the name of the file from? In previous, like in day three when we did this, we used the name of the file as the content. So we're going to have to get creative. And fortunately, there is this property called a tag. And it's been around since like Visual Basic 3.0, like in 1994, 93, maybe even earlier. And you can put anything you want in here. You can put your own name, you can put, just any kind of information you want to store around. And what we're going to use that for is we're going to bind to that the name of the file. And so we're going to have to get a little creative here. In fact, I'll just go ahead and type in file name because I know that's ultimately what I want. Now, these were properties of a class we created called note. So I'm going to need to add a property called file name to that note class so that it binds everything together. And then I'm going to have to make one more change in the code behind for mainpage.xaml when all of the instances of note get added to that list from several videos ago. We'll walk through it. Let's do this first. I'm going to go to note.cs and I'm going to prop tab tab string tab tab file file name. Enter, enter. Okay, so that's I think all I'm gonna have to do there. I'm gonna close note.cs. And then I'm gonna go to the mainpage.xaml, and here I'm gonna have to make a modification to this add method. Right now we're only setting location and date created. What I'm going to want to do is account for that new property file name equals, I think we already have that, right? File name or file. Think file name is what we want. Okay. I'm looking at my code and thinking, boy, that wasn't really smart what I did there. Sometimes that'll happen. But I don't want to change it right now. Okay. So let's see if this even works. Well, we won't even know if it works, quite honestly. We're not going to be able to see the code. So running it's not going to do anything more than just to validate that we don't have any errors. Let's just build a solution and see if we have any errors. And yeah, I've got a couple here. Oh, well those are easily remedied. We just never declare, we never, here, let's just go there. Let's just right click on all these and open in the event handler. Sorry, a little housekeeping here. Okay, now we should at least be able to build the solution, and that should have been successful. Good. All right, so that's about all we can do at the moment to really test that. What has to happen now, back in our mainpage.xaml, is the hyperlink button needs one more little bit of information. We need to add a click event to it. And I'll go ahead and just let it add it. Click event handler, and I'm going to navigate to that. And so in here, we want to construct the URI with a query string and then use the navigation service to send us over to the viewedit.xaml page. And then once we get there, we're going to want to pull that query string and open up the file. We'll do all that. It'll be really simple. So the first thing, we don't know which item in our note location list box was clicked. So we're going to have to grab the object sender and turn that back into a hyperlink button. We've done this before, right? Hyperlink button clicked link equals hyperlink button sender. All right, so now we should be able to then construct. Here's what we ultimately want to get to. We want to get to that tag property because that's going to have the name of the file in it. So we'll get to that in just a minute. So we're just going to construct the URI and we'll do the string.format syntax, which should be zap note component, making sure I don't misspell that again, view edit.xaml question mark ID equals and then the replacement character. And then we'll just go ahead and pull in that clicked link tag, and so that should construct a good URI for us. Next thing we'll do is go to the navigation service dot navigate, and we'll have to create a new URI, and whoops, it'll want the string and the URI kind. So let's go URI, since we already built that, and then URI kind dot relative. Okay, great. Now this should work. It should at least get us to the view edit page. It won't do anything once we get there. But let's just see what happens now. We click one of these. Uh-oh, something didn't happen right. I'm concerned that I mistyped. Usually when I see that, I'm thinking navigation error just from my brief experience doing this stuff. What did I spell wrong? Oh, wait. Let's close that. We're looking in the wrong places here. Let's get rid of this. Got too many things open. Get rid of that for the moment, too. Zap note component view edit dot XAML. There we go. I was so proud of myself for remembering component that I spelled XAML wrong. Okay. Here we go. Okay, so we got it. We got the navigation working. Now we need to go to the receiving end. In other words, we need to go to the loaded event for the view edit. And I'm going to get to the view to the loaded event a little bit different than I have been doing in the past. I'm going to do this loaded equal and then do new event handler. And then right-click and select navigate. So it's just a little bit different way to get to the same functionality. So inside of here, what we're going to do is then retrieve off the query string, right? So we'll need to do something like string file name equals navigation context. Remember that? That's how we got to the query string before. And I think we can just then do this. So now we have the file name, and then we're going to need to open up the isolated storage. So I'll go. Well, either way is fine. I'll go right below it. So isolated storage file, and then I'll hit control period and include that in a using statement. Dot get store user store for application. Okay, now we're ready to go, and we'll get back into this using. So let's go var file stream equals new stream. Well, I don't even know what I want here. New file. Equals app storage dot open file, and I should just be able to pass in the path file name. We just want to read it, I think, for the moment, right? So we're just going to go file mode dot open. Okay, that looks good. And then inside of that, we'll do another using. This time we're going to work with the stream reader. stream reader SR equals new stream reader. There we go. Got my head straight now. File. Do I need anything else? Here's where IntelliSense my... Oh, I see what the problem is. I wasn't looking at what I was doing. I hold down Control and hit the period on my keyboard to add system.io. When I do that, let's go ahead and see what the... Yeah, that's all I need. File. That should work. And now I think it's the display text box. Is that not the name of it? Did I not give it a name? Display text block. Not sure why I'm not seeing my text block. Can you see it? Yeah. Oh. That's why. Had an error on the previous line, and it's not going to bring up the correct... So that's how I would work my way through that. It's a little clumsy, but hopefully you get the idea. SR.read to end. Great. All right, let's see if that works before we go any further. I think there's only one last thing we want to do in this video anyway. Hey, oh, that didn't quite work. Something's not working quite right here. So I'll tell you what, I'm going to use the back button and then hit the other one. I know what the content is. So this tells me that whatever we wrote into this file was incorrect. So my add page is actually broken. I'm going to need to go back and fix that, figure out what the problem was. What did I do on my add.xaml that broke it? Huh. Well, I'm looking at this and I'm seeing here that I clearly have pulled this out of somewhere, but I don't know where I pulled that from. What we want to put in there is the edit textbox.txt. That was kind of odd. Okay. So, I'll tell you what we're going to do at this point. We're going to save what we've got. I'm just trying to figure out why I did that. Okay, I think I know. Let's do this. Let's shut this down because that'll clear out everything in isolated storage. So when we relaunch the application now, there should be no files in isolated storage. Hopefully you realize what I did there to solve the problem. I went through the application and tried to figure out what was working and what wasn't, and I ascertained the real problem was the add functionality. So let me add a new note now, and I need to make sure this is working right before I move on. I'm going to save it. Now I'm going to click into it. Okay. Now it looks like it's working correctly. Phew. All right, one last thing I want to do is I'm going to make sure the I can navigate back from this view page. When you hit the back button, back to the main page. So I'm going to need this functionality in a couple places, so I'll probably go right here. And private void navigate back. And then here I'm just going to do the navigation service. And I'm going to just do a new URI. Zap note : component main page dot xaml. I don't think I need a query string. I think I'm good to go there. And then I need a URI kind of relative. And I think I close that off. Does that seem right? Oh, navigation service dot navigate. Okay, that's better. Now, whenever I click the back button, I should call navigate. I know I'll need it in other spots too, possibly, but definitely we'll need it here. And eventually I think I'll need it in the delete button too. So let's go ahead and run it, see if we can get this working. All right, so it's all wired up. That's nice. All right, so the next step, I think, then, is to switch, when we're looking at the note, to click Edit, switch into the text box, be able to make changes, and then click the Save button, and then come back to this view here, just the view with the text block. So we'll do that in the next video. Thanks.